producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea. 855-993-7569. All right, so we were talking, and we'll get back to that in just a second, about what couples fight about and how to deal with some of the issues involved. But this has only tangentially to do with it, but I did want to mention it. There's an article out that Trevor found that talks about painkillers, and the headline says, "Strong placebo response thwarts painkiller trials." Well, if you read the article, it's not that the painkillers aren't effective, because what they're using is they're comparing the difference between trials, for example, in the UK or Canada and here. And the FDA has not okayed any painkillers anytime recently. And they're saying, because what they do, it's called a double-blind study, and both the researcher doesn't know and the client doesn't know which is the placebo and which is the drug. And they give a couple of reasons for it. Placebo just means that you think it'll work even though there's no active ingredient. And we know that the placebo effect is huge. They're suggesting at like 50% of the efficacy. If I tell you that it's going to make your headache go away in 5 minutes and give you a sugar pill, a large percentage of the time your headache will go away. And there's no active ingredient in that would explain that. It's because you believe it will be true. So it's just called the placebo effect. And it's well documented. It's been around for a very long time. All right, so the two reasons they give about the difference between the American studies and other studies in other countries is twofold. One is that the studies are very long and expensive, and so compliance becomes an issue, right? Which is true of any drug. But much more interestingly, as far as I'm concerned, and my Canadian affiliates will know this, because when they carry my program, they have to strip out any of the commercials that sell drugs, which means anything from, I don't know, aspirin to... I don't know if they do over-the-counter drugs or not. I think they do. And the idea, I know it's true for prescription drugs. And the United States is one of the few countries that allows drug companies to go directly to consumers. It's not true in most of the world that the drug companies go to physicians and say, okay, here's our new drug, and we think it's either... you know, more effective than the other one and less costly, or more likely less effective and more costly, but nevertheless. And so you're somewhat dependent on your doctor. Now, there's good news and bad news, I suppose, about that. The good news is that your doctor, at least there's some constraints in place, and that if you go to your doctor and say, how come this medication costs this much more, that your doctor can prescribe a generic, all sorts of things. So I think an informed consumer, to a certain extent, makes some sense here. However, the other side of that coin is that people go to their doctors and say, I want this, I heard about this, I want you to prescribe this. Some people think that that's a good idea because it is a more informed consumer, more involved consumer. Some people think it's a terrible idea because you're basically selling to people who have no real ability to evaluate the claims of the drug companies. And as you know, there we had a story earlier this week that said the drug companies may be overcharging. Like, duh. So it's a very controversial issue. But what they're saying in this particular article, it's not that the drugs aren't efficacious. It's not that drugs don't work. It's that people, because they feel that they are better informed than they are, will believe the placebos. But what I would say as a psychologist is, that's great. A placebo has no active ingredient, so it can't harm you. And if you, in fact, feel better, great! Maybe the drug company should start putting out placebos, which are cheap and effective because people think they're going to work. Anyway, it's an interesting study, which is probably going to cause some fuss. And the other story that Trev found, which you can tell he's my good news guy, is the idea of people are looking. They said solar and wind just passed another big turning point. It's not passing wind, folks. They say wind power is the cheapest electricity produced in Germany and the UK, even without government subsidies. So there you go. It's the first time that threshold has been crossed by a G7 economy. Basically, they said the percentage of a power plant's maximum potential that's actually achieved over time. A solar project, the sun doesn't shine at night, and even during the day, it varies in brightness with the weather and the seasons. So a project that can crank out 100 megawatt hours of electricity during the sunniest part of the day might produce just 20% of that when averaged out over a year. That gives it a 20% capacity factor, right? One of the major strengths of fossil fuel power plants is they can command very high and predictable capacity factors. The average U.S. natural gas plant, for example, might produce 70% of its potential, falling short of 100% because of seasonal demand and maintenance, but that's what's changing, and it's a big deal. For the first time, widespread adoption of renewables is effectively lowering the capacity factor for fossil fuels. That's because once a solar or wind project is built, the marginal cost of the electricity it produces is pretty much zero, zip, free electricity, while coal and gas plants require more fuel for every new watt produced. If you're a power company with a choice, you choose the free stuff. It's a self-reinforcing cycle. As more renewables are installed, coal and natural gas plants are used less. As coal and gas are used less, the cost of using them to generate electricity goes up. As the cost of coal and gas power rises, more renewables will be installed. So there you go.
I love this story to death.
I thought you would.
Because it's like free market, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's meddling. Nobody's doing anything.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Like, people are happy. And it's also fantastic for the environment. And it seems to be self-perpetuating.
Yep.
So,
and it's good financially as well. I mean, it's win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
Exactly.
Unless you happen to own an oil company.
Right.
Wind and solar have long made up a fraction of U.S. electricity, only about 5%. But production has been rising at an exponential rate. And these two energy sources are now big enough to influence when coal and natural gas plants are kept running. There are two reasons. It's another sign of the force of disruptive force of renewable energy in power markets. It's impossible to brush aside renewables in the U.S. in the same way it might have been just a few years ago. Renewables are really becoming cost competitive, and they're competing more directly with fossil fuels. We're seeing the utilization rate of fossil fuels wear away. The second illustrates a serious new risk for power companies planning to invest in coal or natural gas plants. Historically, a high capacity factor has been a fixed input in the cost calculation, but now anyone contemplating a billion-dollar power plant with an anticipated lifespan of decades must consider the possibility that as time goes on, the plant will be used less than when the doors were opened. So there you go. So all of this is cool. And the opposite is true of wind and solar, as well as new battery systems that can be paired with renewables to replace some peaker plants. Wind power, including U.S. subsidies, became the cheapest electricity in the U.S. for the first time last year. Toot-toot-toot! Solar power is a bit further behind, but the costs are dropping rapidly, especially those associated with financing a new project. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Are we pleased?
Very.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. All right, so we got self-driving cars in the next 3 years. We've got... We've got a pumpkin shortage, but that's a different issue. We've got the idea that we're going to get to the moon in the next couple of years. 2017. The world is changing, folks. And we know that your kid needs more sleep than you thought they did. There you go. All right, so we've also got one of those archaeological things that, this is one of my favorite stories because being an archaeologist at one point, that we would find a little tiny arrow, a little sort of Nawaiburan or something, and say, well, he was clearly monotheistic and paternalistic. And, we'd make all these assumptions based on essentially nothing. They found the most primitive skeleton ever. And they said hands and feet adapted for life on the ground and in the trees. So we may have found the link. There you go. 855-993-7569. And Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there. I'm so happy I got through.
Me too. How am I happy, Lisa?
My question is this. A couple of years ago, I became really focused on becoming debt-free. So my debt is at zero. I do have a mortgage, but I basically pay cash for everything.
Okay.
I'm 37, never married, dating somebody who's 38, divorced for 2 years, and we're talking about getting married now.
Okay. How long have you been dating each other?
A year.
Okay.
And he does have some debt. And I'm just having a hard time trying to wrap my mind around.
How much debt does he have?
About 15,000.
15,000? And how did he get $15,000 in debt?
Partially the divorce and partially just not being very good eating, you know, eating out, spending his money.
Yeah. How much money does he make?
About 45.
How much money do you make?
About 60.
Okay, so you make a little more money, and you probably save most of it.
Yeah.
What specifically is the question about money?
He's looking forward to a trip next year that's going to cost about $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, should I be helping him, you know, to potentially move in and save the money so he can go on the trip? But I don't know where the marriage sort of fits in there and saving for a wedding.
Does the trip involve you or not?
No.
No, why would you do that? Honey, at this moment, you hear me talk about the fact that money is a real problem in marriages.
Right.
It's the major cause of the breakup of first marriages. The only reason why it's not the breakup of the cause of second marriages is kids left over from the first marriage are more troublesome because they're emotional as well as financial. And you could see why those two would intersect at that moment. But I think what I would say to him, and one of the things that you can do, Lisa, is before I would marry this dude, I would say to him, you got to have your debt down to, you know, to noticeable things. Because once you marry, in most places, and you can check, you assume the debt. So
right.
Both of you have the debt. So would I help him before you were married take care of his debt? No, I'll tell you why not. First of all, you're not married. Second of all, if you set that pattern up now, you're going to be doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to make you very happy. In the long run, I don't even think it'll make him very happy.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you have different styles, and I think that you can accommodate those different styles if the two of you separate your finances. If once you're married, assuming they're going to get married, and then we'll back up. I'm going to tell you how to do that, then I'm going to put you on hold because we're going to need a break, and then I'll back you up about how we go from here to the marriage. If, in fact, the two of you marry, then what the two of you do is divvy everything up so that basically you make, well, let's say you make 60% and he makes 40%.
Yeah.
I know it's a little different than that, but so that you would pay the mortgage, you would pay 60% of the mortgage, he would pay 40. You would pay 60% of the food bills, he would pay 40. Presumably you have your own car, so either of you could buy any car you want. He'll buy a Porsche that he can't afford, you'll buy a Honda. But the point is that, and then each of you will have some money left at the end of the month. You will also have a short-term savings account that each of you put a percentage in, and each of you have a long-term savings account for things like children or vacations or whatever, and then each of you have some money to spend some disposable income at the end of the month. He can do whatever he wants to it. He can go out and buy a fancy bottle of wine, and you can put it in a long-term CD. You can do whatever you want. So the two of you don't have to always be bickering about money.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get married, I think it's really important for him to take responsibility for his finances. I think it's okay for the two of you to live together, but if you live together, I would make sure that he pays rent. Because otherwise, you're going to feel like the mom. You're going to feel like it's your house. You're going to feel like when he takes you out for dinner, you're going to say, well, wouldn't it be better to, you know, to pay down your debt? I wouldn't do that. I don't think you want to become his mom.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you could say to him is, look, rather than you whining and dining me, which is kind of fun, how about if you took me to less expensive places and bank the difference between what you'd ordinarily get me, buy me for dinner or the vacation you take me on, and just pay down the debt so we can get married sooner. Does he want to get married?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you say to somebody, we can't get married until your debt's down, and they're dragging their feet, you've kind of shot yourself in your own foot. But saying, you know, how about if, and I'm willing to, I don't know if you want to help pay down his debt or not. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know how he feels about that. It's maybe a conversation to have. But generally speaking, I think he's going to feel better and you're going to feel better in the long run if he pays on his own debt. But he's also allowed to spend money in a style that makes sense to him as opposed to you once that debt's paid down. And in terms of the wedding, I mean, it would seem to me, are the two of you paying for your own wedding or would your parents pay for it?
I think we'd be paying for most of it.
Well, and one of the possibilities is rather than doing, and I know it's a first wedding.
It would be small and simple.
Yeah. duh.
Or we'd kill each other.
Yeah. So, I mean, and things like engagement rings, that might be something to buy, you know, on your 10th wedding anniversary mm-hmm. rather than now. And maybe you could say to him, look, if you want me to, we could, since I'm kind of the guru of pinching every cent out of every dollar, I'm willing to sit down and help you figure out a budget so that $15,000 debt gets paid down pretty quickly. So we can go ahead and get married and start basically at ground zero. And it may be that when you get to the last
you know, to the last $4,000 or $5,000 that you guys go ahead and decide to have a marriage and take the money to pay that down. But you may not want to. I think it depends on how both of you feel about it. But at this moment, the idea of moving him in so he can pay for a vacation that doesn't include you doesn't seem to me to make a whole lot of sense. Why is he going on that vacation?
It's been a dream. It's a club he belongs to.
Well, I mean, that's a really interesting thing with a man who's already got a $15,000 debt.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me one of the things to do is defer that, you know, take that $5,000, pay down his $15,000 debt, which means it's 10 at this moment, and decide that when the debt's paid down, that he goes on a dream of a lifetime, not, you know, when he has debt. But that's because you and I are the, you don't do it unless you can pay for it school of life. So.
Right. What about a prenup for the house?
Is it your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can certainly do that. You can also find out. I mean, the houses are a little different. It may just be in your name, and you can find out what the local laws are about the house just being in your name. And again, then if it's your house, you would presumably pay the mortgage. He would pay essentially rent, or he would pay because you want to look at what things are deductible and what are not. But presumably, since it's unless you're willing to share him partial equity in the house, you would continue to pay the mortgage. He would essentially pay rent, so the house stays in your name. But you can check with a lawyer about that.
Okay.
If the two of you come to the marriage with significantly different assets other than the house, you may want to talk about a prenup. And if he comes to the marriage, a prenup, as far as I understand it, can also, in theory, take care of debt. That it can sort of, in the same way that you can sequester assets, you can also sequester debt.
Okay.
You need. I'm a psychologist, and the laws vary greatly from state to state. But I can tell you, as a psychologist, that money is one of those things not to be overlooked in terms of being divisive in a marriage if you're not careful.
Right, because I do find it weighs heavily on my mind,
sure.
And I don't want to kill the love either.
Yeah, exactly. And so splitting it up and just saying, hey, listen, this is an idea, but if you, I know this is a really important trip for you, but maybe it's an important trip that you do in 2 years, or maybe what you do is spend this year, maybe we sort of back burner the relationship a little bit, even though we love each other, see each other on the weekends, maybe you get a second job so that you can pay down that $15,000 by the time you go, which essentially is 20, unless he's already that. The 15 does include the $5,000 vacation, does it?
I think it does.
Well, okay.
But we've never looked at the actual bank books
well,
together.
Yeah, and that I don't know whether you want to know that or not, and
right.
But it's something for the two of you to talk about. But once you're married, you do.
But it's appropriate to talk about it while you're courting.
I would say if you guys are to the point where you're talking about children and birth control and marriage and where you live and whose house you live in, yes.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds great.
All righty.
Thank you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time.
Trevor, stop her. She's trying to take over the show. I mean, what is this? I know she's from Minnesota.
Yes.
Who knew that? There you go.
All right,
I've got four plays to review for you. You can tell the season is beginning. All right, I'll start them in no particular order. I saw them, I suppose. Spring Awakening, which is a revisitation to the play that won a lot of awards about 8 years ago. This one is sort of getting a lot of attention because it's doing half the cast is hearing impaired or so deaf. I think, and is signed. All right. So let me tell you the play itself was never a subtle play. It was about set essentially in the Weimar Republic and set in the 1890s in a provincial German town. And the idea is these kids don't know anything about sex. And so the Spring Awakening is about sex. And all right, I'll tell you the part that works for the hearing impaired and the part that doesn't, as far as I'm concerned. I've seen this before with Big River, and I thought it worked beautifully there because they did it really kind of as a spice. They did the signing on the side, and then they had one number. The last number was done vocally and then done only in sign, and it was superb. It was incredibly evocative. This one takes the idea of signing much farther to the extent that the leading lady signs. And the problem about that is that it's a musical. So she's signing while another character is playing in this particular case a guitar and singing. And that happens with several characters in the play. The problem is that number one, you don't know where to look because the spotlight is on the person who's acting, not the person who's singing, but the sound is coming from a slightly different place, number one. Number two, the sound, because the singer is not facing the audience, some of the words are very hard to understand. And you don't have the advantage of being able to literally read their lips as they're singing. So that was a problem. You've also got a problem of people who are not normally signing, having to act and sing and sign at the same time. And some of it is pretty clunky. In addition, however, what works really well is that when you've got all of the cast singing together and signing at the same time, and it basically looks like synchronized singing and dancing, which looks terrific. There is one scene where they are sort of the cast make kind of a tree with their bodies, and that works very well. There's a scene where father and son are doing only signing, but having your leading lady signing with part of the cast signing and some not, I thought was distracting and made what's never been a subtle play just kind of over the top. And I think some of the actors did better than others. Patrick Page, whom I think is a terrific actor, plays the Latin teacher, and he just wasn't having any part of it till the very end. So I thought this was an idea that had some interest in it, but bottom line, I don't think it worked very well, to be quite honest. Although the audience seemed enthusiastic, but I think from a dramaturgical point of view, I don't think it worked. I think it was distracting, and the words are what really count in this as much as anything else, because you have the contrast between these kids in the 1890s and dressed in very traditional garb and very traditional society, and the kind of outrageousness of the songs, and you couldn't understand half the songs because they were sung to the character on the stage as opposed to the audience. Okay, so not thrilled about this. Old Times is Clive Owen's Broadway debut, and who among us do not love Clive Owens? This is a Harold Pinto play, which means it's going to be about men and women and betrayal, and it also stars Eve Best and Kelly Riley. Clive Owen, as far as I'm concerned, has never been more charming, because we're used to him being a leading man and being kind of forbidding, but this one he's charming and a little salacious and flirtatious, and I think it worked very well. The set itself is fantastic. They have essentially an op art background, a whole bunch of couches, and this huge big monolith that looks like a block of ice and is supposed to be a window. And it's I'm not sure to this moment what the play is about, except that we've got a man and two women, and the question is, are the women opposite sides of the same coin? Is it his fantasy about who women should be? Have they actually had an affair? Are they in love with each other? I mean, so I have no idea what the play was actually about, except men and women and sex and betrayal, which is what Harold Pinter's plays are almost always about. It's very short, 65 minutes, so it's worth seeing for the cast and for the staging. I'm not sure I understood the play at all. On the other hand, Daddy Long Legs is a two-person show that I knew mostly about with Fred Astaire and the in a movie. This was actually written in 1911 by a woman, and it deals with a Jerusha who is an orphan who is anonymously adopted by Jervis, and with the only condition being he's sending her to college on the condition that she write him a letter once a month explaining how she's doing. And so this, it's a musical. Jervis is played by Paul Alexander Nolan, who's terrific. Jerusha is played, I think, somewhat less successfully by Megan McGinnis. And it's, I mean, part of it is the part isn't, I mean, she plays an 18-year-old girl which and to a 24-year-old girl, which isn't quite as interesting. But there's a wonderful song in this, several wonderful songs. And, I mean, the fact that it was written 100 years ago and it's still about, it's Pygmalion in some ways. And it's worth seeing. And it's off-Broadway, which means it's very affordable. So Daddy Long Legs, of the three so far, is probably my pick for you to go see. I saw Please Excuse My Dear Aunt Sally, which I talked with Trevor about a little bit. That Please Excuse My Dear Aunt Sally is the order in which you solve binomial equations. Please is the parentheses, excuse is the exponential, my is multiplication, d is division, dear is division, aunt is addition, and Sally is subtraction. This is a wonderful experience. It's 59 East 59th. And if I tell you what it's about, which I'm going to, you're probably not going to be that enthusiastic about it, but trust me, it's really terrific. It has to do with a 15-year-old student who develops a crush on his math teacher, and his math teacher develops a crush on him. So, but it's not nearly as salacious as it sounds. The setting is fantastic. It's just a big cube and with a hole in the middle, an incredibly talented cast of three men and two women who take different parts, and half the play, at least, is done in unison, where they're all reciting in unison. They move cubes around. This is just, it's smart, it's funny, it's poignant. You have to pay attention, because it's very wordy, but I thought this was wonderful. It was, the publicist actually reached out to me and said, look, I think this is right up your alley, you're really going to like it, and he was absolutely right. So, Please Excuse My Dear Aunt Sally is really wonderful, and it's a new way of looking at theater, and it's just plain terrific. Daddy Long Legs is surprisingly touching and certainly very affordable. Old Times is worth seeing for the cast and the setting, but you really have to be a Harold Pinter fan to love this. And I must admit, I probably do not fall into that category. Spring Awakening, as I said, I thought it was a worthwhile experiment that worked some of the time. I think that it would have been better advised to have it in the same way that that Big River did it, of just having it kind of as a spice as opposed to. And I mean, look, I understand why. I just think from a dramatic level that it was distracting to a play that's already not very subtle, and asking people who aren't used to signing to sign, I think, put a huge and unaccepted or unfulfilled pressure on the cast that's not used to doing that. All right, so go to drjoy.com. Lots and lots of theater coming up. This is the season. I think there are like 15 or 20 plays opening between now and the end of this year, including Al Pacino's going to be here in China Doll. We've got Gin Game coming up with I think Cicely Tyson is in this one. We've just got lots and lots of theater. Sam Shepard's School for Love. Got the School for Rock coming up, so Dames at Sea. Lots of theater coming up, so it'll keep me out of the pool halls for a while and hopefully give you some idea of what's going on. Right.
And twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's finish up our arguments since we want to get all of our arguments resolved today.
Yes, no more arguments after
this
point.
No more crap days. Knocking. Right. There we go.
Bill says, spending too much time on Facebook.
That you, she thinks you do or she does?
Yeah, that's
unclear. Huh? All right, let me just, as I said, there's a minister in New Jersey who quotes me as saying that I think Facebook has backdoored more affairs than I care to think about. It's just a way that people who would never think about having an affair, you know, late at night, you know, you need to be careful about it. And as you know, I love Facebook for the program. I wouldn't use it for anything else. I don't want to have a Facebook account. Anybody I want to talk to, I talk to. I don't want pictures of myself particularly floating around. I'm not a fan, as you can hear, of Facebook particularly. So I just think that what you need to do, rather than saying to somebody, "Well, I don't want you on Facebook," is to say, "Look, let's plan. You plan one night a week for us to do something fun, and I'll plan one night a week for us to do something fun, and let's spend more time with each other." So rather than being anti something, be for something. All righty. There we go. What else?
Bruce says, one of us occasionally finds it necessary to state the obvious. The other is incapable of accepting this quirk and just ignoring it.
Well, that's true. You know, someone once said, I have a firm grasp of the obvious. You know, look, if you're with somebody and you love somebody, I think every once in a while you just have to cut them a little bit of slack and remind yourself that, on balance, you think that they're really wonderful and sort of, you know, be a little bit gentle with one another. What can I tell you?
All right. Erica says, never fighting got us into a communication funk. So now to discuss things deeper. Still no fighting.
Could you repeat that again? I kind of got lost in that one.
Okay. Never fighting got us into a communication funk.
Oh, never fighting. Okay.
Never fighting. So now to discuss things deeper. Still no fighting.
All right. Fair enough. Look, here's the deal. I think what you really need to be doing here is the gripe session once a week. I know it sounds like it's going to cause more problems than it solves, but it really doesn't. It really is very helpful for feeling like, this is something that's important. Let's talk about it. And it doesn't have to be, you have to do it in the heat of the moment. So, I highly recommend it. I really do. Okay, what else we got?
Angelo says money.
Yeah, again. It's an issue, as I said, and it's something that, you know, people think it's not romantic to talk about it, and it's a mistake. You know, you really need to be talking about money because it will influence. I mean, it's lifestyle, it's choice, it's experience, it's heritage, it's all sorts of things. So it's really important to have some discussion about it.
Mm-hmm. Kiana says, well, we can't do home improvement projects together. Other than that, not much.
Yeah, I got it. I agree. I actually can't actually do home improvement projects. I don't mind doing it, but that's because I'm the less skilled. And quite often the less skilled is a little more cavalier than the more skilled would like. So that's where the problems happen. But what can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Peter says, what's for dinner?
That's what you fight about?
Yeah.
Who does the cooking? So I think it depends, who does the cooking.
Mm-hmm. Irene says, I'm pondering the question and I really don't know. We fuss at each other from time to time, but we really don't fight. Please, thank you, excuse me, and I'm sorry, go a long way.
Well, fighting presumably doesn't mean we have a boxing match going on here. It just means that there are things that are difficult for us to resolve. So, you know, I hear, but then maybe if we used a different word. Some of you may just be better at problem solving than others.
Mm-hmm. All right, last one. Zella says chores.
Yeah, that's the honey-do list, right? Honey-do this. Got it. So, look, the issue about... Let me just give you some ideas about chores. First of all, I'm one of those people who think if you are... if one of you is stay-at-home and one of you is working outside the home, that the person who is the stay-at-home does more share a higher proportion of chores. That just seems to me fair. If both of you work outside the home, that you divide them. And one of the ways of dividing them is either each of you pick the ones that you like to do. Because, for example, I don't mind ironing. And some people absolutely hate that. you know, I don't mind vacuuming. Most chores. I'm trying to think if there's any chores I really hate. I'd rather cook than clean, but I don't really mind doing any of them. So if you each of you pick the chores that you don't mind doing, that'll sort of ease things up. And then for the rest of them, put them in, write them on a slip of paper, and for how many points, for example, vacuuming may be the same number of points as dusting, but it may be fewer points than cleaning the bathrooms. So, and do either a lottery, or you draw them out of a hat, or you bid on them. I mean, there are lots of ways of doing it that make it sort of more fun as opposed to, and also, the person who cares the most about the job should probably do it, because otherwise you're going to get into a nag fest. If I think that the kitchen floor should be really clean, and Trevor thinks that sort of once over with a dry mop is fine, I should probably do the kitchen floor, because otherwise we're going to be fighting about it all the time. So, chores don't have to be a big source of conflict, but you need to use a little ingenuity for them to not be. All right, speaking of ingenuity, what have I got here, about a minute and a half?
Yes.
All right. This is the most ingenious, except it's not all that ingenious, that NASA's now decided that the biggest threat to the world and civilization, other than each other, is an asteroid smacking into the Earth. So they're deciding that what they should do is practice by slamming a spacecraft into an asteroid and see how much it actually takes to move the asteroid. I think that's kind of a cool idea. I mean, it sounds like a movie.
Sounds
it's called
intense.
The Asteroid Impact and Deflection Assessment, AIDA. Two-stage. Satellite into orbit around an asteroid, allowing them to collect data. Spacecraft will slam into it head first, and we'll see what happens. But not till 2022. And we'll have cars that are driving around by then, so civilization is no longer probably in trouble anyway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.